Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're here, my friends. Now into the second hour of this global broadcast. To all of our affiliates, from out in California to Rhode Island, from Texas to Colorado to New York, we're honored to have you on board. We also go out on the global shortwave during the day at 94.75, and of course at night at 32.10 from 9 to midnight. We had him on a week ago. I'm going to have him back on today. Robert Galen Ross, we didn't have time to cover everything, as well as Paul Joseph Watson. That's coming up later in this hour. And I've just got a ton of Big Brother, police state, Iraq news. They're getting us ready to attack Iran. It's just all coming up. But Regina brought up some good points about the police state being carried out by cities at their local level. And then she talked about Arlen Specter in the Senate race. And when I say we don't have votes anymore, in most areas of the country, really, it's been proven to be a fraud. There isn't an election. And if we just complain and go, boy, these electronic voting machines are a fraud, and their engineers have quit and said it, and the CIA runs it, and why won't you let us look at what you're doing, and we want paper ballots, and we just have to say, no, we're boycotting any election because this whole thing's a fraud, and we're going to have a recall petition at local level with paper ballots to recall these machines. That's all you can do. That's all I'm getting behind. I'm not going to sit here and give credence to this false process. That's why government's so arrogant right now. That's why they're doing so many horrible things. That's why they're dancing around right now saying they're going to take all our freedoms because they think you can't get them out of office. And almost every big city manager's in on it. All of your governors are in on it. All your big committee chairmen and above that are in on it at the federal level. And it's a sick joke, people. You want tyranny? You are in the middle of it. Let's talk to Lee in New Mexico. Lee, go ahead.
Greetings in the name of Yahweh. Mr. Jones, let me tell you, as a black man, I'm so proud of you. I've been following you since I was in Southern Illinois, since 2001. At first, I was troubled with the information that you were putting on the radio, but I believed it, and I was afraid for you. But you want to know something? I believe in God, and you are one of God's saints. You're a man of Ephesians 6 as far as I'm concerned. Being a person in my mid-30s, I've been talking to the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings on these university campuses. Now, 2 years ago, I called you about those students over there at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, and they were getting word about your website at that point. And there are a lot of people in that age group that are listening to you and monitoring you, and they're taking what you're saying to heart. And they were saying a few things back a couple years ago, as they're saying right here in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that maybe that you, Jim Mars, Steve Quayle, and this great gentleman up there at the KOA in Denver at night, his name is Rick Barber.
Yeah, Rick's a good guy.
Yeah, we hear you sometimes. We're listening to you, Mr. Jones. And again, we're proud of what you're doing. You're a U.S. constitutional patriot in our eyes. We were wondering if you could have a possible maybe like national or maybe even international type of telethon or say like a Liberty or Give Me Death convention where you can get all this great information out, take our U.S. Constitution and show all of us how these evil people are violating our rights.
Well, unfortunately, sir, I don't have the money to do that. Number two, the networks wouldn't sell us the time. They won't even let MoveOn.org, that is, you know, nothing compared to what we do in a leftward slant, have ads on TV. So it's that much control.
Well, you're still number one in our book. You just keep doing what you're doing. We're listening. We're getting your tapes. We're sending it out. We're doing what we can.
Well, God bless you, Lee. It's good to know you're out there, and I'm glad you've been on board with us for 3 years. Take care. We'll come back with more calls, more news, and some guests. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're 8 minutes and about 15 seconds into the second hour. Again, thank you for joining us. I'm not trying to sound negative or put a bad face on things, but, I mean, if you got cancer, brain cancer, you got brain cancer. You got to admit it. You got to try to treat it if it's possible. And we can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat against this new world order, but it's going to take getting out of denial. And realizing that most of what we see on television and the media is either a twisting, a spinning, or a fabrication, or lying by omission, and that much of it is just nothing more than theater. And there's so much I want to talk about, so much I want to go over here, so many horrible things, but going to Robert Galen Ross, who I hadn't had on in about a year, and we had him on a few weeks ago, so I wanted to get him back up again, lives right here in Central Texas. And then a little later, we've got Paul Watson joining us, so we'll kind of have a roundtable discussion for the balance of the broadcast and take calls. But Robert Galen Ross worked in code breaking and signal interception for the National Security Agency for 5 years, back when he was a very young man. And then he worked for some big oil companies as an consultant and lived overseas, Middle East, you name it. And he's an author and a researcher and a lecturer and a documentary filmmaker, and we're honored to have him on with us again. And Robert, it's always good to have you.
It's a pleasure being with you again, Alex.
You know, I got a bunch of news that I got to go over, and I guess I'll just cover some of it and get your take on it. But I think the average person has trouble getting their mind around evil And, you know, when we hear Bush now wants to attack Iran, claiming they had the weapons of mass destruction, I read articles about the Iraqi prime minister lining people up and saying, this is how I want it done, and blowing people's heads off. We have a new video on the website of a crowd of demonstrators being bombed by a U.S. Airplane. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we see, and then people think that they're immune to it, that it's not going to happen here. Robert, your response to what I just said.
Well, it's worse than what you say. Of course, you know how bad it is, but I just heard the news this morning that there's some like 105 children have been tortured in the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. And
now that's just one of 32 camps.
Yeah. And you've got some. Most of the people in the military are decent people. They're trying to do good for the not only the United States but the world. But you'll have people just like in our prisons here in the United States. The people that, in general, that our guards in these prisons have sort of strange attitudes, and they enjoy mistreating people. And of course, a lot of the prisoners need some correction, but they don't need the harsh treatment they're given. And like these children over in Iraq, there's never an excuse for mistreating children.
It blows my mind. I mean, they call it abuse or pressure when they admit that it's full-grown men raping little boys and girls. How in the world? How? I mean, I got stronger words than that. How can they find people to do this? It's not even being debated, Robert. They're admitting it, and this was ordered by our government, and they admit the Army's own report that 70 to 90% of those that they are stopping at checkpoints are innocent families, depending on what checkpoint, randomly just grabbed and taken for torture. They torture children in front of their parents, Robert. The government admits this, but and then no one's held accountable, Robert.
Yeah, I know, and of course, the National Security Act of 1947 prevents the people that are primarily behind this from being prosecuted either civilly or criminally, and we need to change that. We just can't just keep saying, "Oh well."
Well, I had a former Army sniper from Vietnam, highly decorated, high-level DEA agent on yesterday, Silly Castile, and he was just naming names. He was there, the government shipping out the cocaine. He talked about Necroponte, John D. Necroponte, who he likened to the Pale Horse, whether it was Vietnam with Project Phoenix or the death squads in Latin America. This is the new guy they're sending to Iraq. They're going to turn the heat up out there.
Yeah, and the fellow you're talking about, Celia, is going to be the guest speaker at True Seekers tonight. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he's got to say.
Well, I wish I could make it. I'm going to be live on TV, but here in Austin. But, I mean, again, we got a lot of calls and a bunch of news and a lot you want to cover. I just, at a certain point, you know, they call it... I think they call the terror alert, you know, terror alert fatigue. You know, they know that we'll get worn out by this. And it just wears me out psychologically, realizing the type of goons we're facing who feel completely self-righteous in what they're doing. I mean, most criminals believe, you know, that, well, the lady deserved to be killed or raped. She's a bleeper. Or, you know, serial killers. Well, I killed her because she looked like my mother. You know, so the sicko guards and the CIA people, you know, deep down, they're just sickos, but they've got this government excuse to go out and do it. Can you speak to that psychology?
Well, Alex, you and I can't understand that because we're Christians and we really can't think of that like that. But these people have no problem with that. They're just like we saw the Iraqis cutting the heads off of people, are cutting their hands off, cutting their legs off. That these are very sick people, and we've got our own people doing that in the CIA and just a few of the people in our military. Of course, the higher ups in the military are recommending this and endorsing this as a means of getting information.
You know what's funny? We have these former CIA people, some we can confirm, some we can't, who claimed decades ago the exact type of stuff that we that our government's done in Abu Ghraib. And I always had trouble believing it, but every time we see our government officials, they're doing this. They've got their minions doing this. That adds a lot of credibility to those reports.
Yeah, it's just like when you see your video of Bohemian Grove. You tell people about that, and then they just can't believe it. When you see the video, you can't deny it. And when you see the still photographs and the videos of what is going on over there in Iraq, you can't deny it. It's there. Even though we can't think in that light, that's not natural for us to think like that. They have no problem with that.
Well, I've heard something even sicker. I've probably heard 15, 20 talk shows, local, national, saying it's good. So what? They're animals. They deserve it. I thought we were supposedly liberating these people.
Yeah, you would think so. And of course, children are innocent. There's never an excuse to mistreat a child. That's the lowest thing you can do.
Well, you know, people out there who promoted torture before this all came out said that, well, we got to do this to keep our troops safe. And I said, it's going to lead to horrible stuff. Once you start this, it doesn't stop. And they just couldn't get that. They just couldn't. I guess they hadn't read their history.
I guess Joseph Biden on one of the committees said it best than anyone else. We need to stop this because what if our children are tortured? That's the reason we need to stop this.
Well, I mean, what, 80% of our new police come out of the military? We're going to have these people pulling this over at checkpoints? This is who's going to pull our daughters and sons over?
Yeah, I remember when Mike Hansen was sitting in his pickup and they actually broke out the window and jerked him out of his pickup for no reason. And that's the sort of thing that's going on over there in Iraq.
Well, Bush vows to keep searching for Iran linked to September 11th, despite CIA skepticism. President George Bush says the U.S. is investigating whether Iran played any role in the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. As to direct connections, we're digging into facts to determine if there is one, Mr. Bush said on Monday. So now Bush is running around claiming we may need to attack Iran, and Israel says they may go ahead and attack them, maybe with nuclear weapons. What do you see that doing in a geopolitical situation?
Well, a couple of people, members of the elite, have said several months ago that if Bush turns on Syria and Iran and tries to attack them, that the elite are going to come down on Bush because it will defeat their purpose. And I lived in Iran for 2 years, and these people, not only Iranians, but the Arabs in the area, many of them, not all of them, but I observed a religious ceremony where there was something like 50 men marching down the street, sort of like a military unit, and there was a young boy in front with a drum playing cadence as all these men, and they had holes cut in their shirt and their back, so that you could see the blood as they had maces in each hand, and they would swing these in unison and hit themselves in the back with something like barbed wire, and so we can't think like these people, and we don't know where they're coming from, but they think nothing about killing someone. They'll go to their heaven if they kill an infidel. And their life is so terrible that they're looking for an improvement in their life by going to heaven, and so they don't have no problem of blowing themselves up or something like that. If you don't understand the people in that region, you really can't appreciate what's going on.
Well, our government knows what's going on. They're trying to stir the pot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment, folks, so stay with us. We've got Bush and Kerry saying they want to double the CIA, have it domestically here in the U.S., fighting terror and crime. We have them announcing the TIPS program at the state level, the exterminator, the phone man. Everybody's spying on you. Robert Galen Ross, your comments on this.
Well, and you said it many times, we're going to be turned into a police state so that there's somebody, as you say, spying on us, trying to turn us in every time we say something that might even hint of any kind of problem. they created the Homeland Security not for the terrorists, but to take care of you and I and others that are going to protest the creation of the New World Order or the Global Union. And we're going to lose our rights. In fact, the one I'm in doing research I'm working on right now, I looked at the balance of payments, and it shows that the U.S. Debt to the rest of the world is approaching three-quarters of $1 trillion and is on a straight line headed south. And our economy cannot survive that. We're shipping our jobs overseas. We're allowing immigrants to come into this country illegally, and the purpose of that is the more people there are looking for jobs, the wages will go down. It's a supply and demand situation, and they're going to turn this nation into a third world country just as fast as they can. And the average person is unaware of that. They can't accept that. But it's just around the road. Maybe just a matter of a few months. The world supply of oil peaked in the year 2000, and that is going to create a havoc over the entire world. Petroleum is just about involved in everything that we purchase.
Well, they'll also use the fear of that as a pretext to gouge, but you work as a consultant for oil companies, and another subject here, Associated Press, Clinton advisor probed in terror memos, and people say, well, Bill Clinton had prior knowledge, so that makes Bush okay. Well,
right.
Bush had prior knowledge, so that makes Clinton okay.
That's
it
right.
Shows that no matter who's in office, the same program continues, but now Berger admits that he accidentally, in his pants and in his shirt, carried out secret documents, but it's secret documents he wrote, so I don't really know, four years ago, so I don't know why that matters. But I mean, what do you think's going on behind this?
Yeah, and he stuffed some of the documents in his socks, and he says he accidentally misplaced them or destroyed them. Right. He's a very intelligent person. He just doesn't do that by accident.
Why would he take after-action documents from classified terrorism investigations in 99-2000? Why would he take those and destroy them?
Well, because eventually someone may surface those documents, and it'll be just absolute devastating to very high people in this nation. And so they've got to destroy them. And Berger didn't think anything at all about doing it, and he's part of the elite, so he knows he'll get away with it.
I'm wondering why they even searched his house. The FBI did a search warrant at his house.
It's probably just a routine thing to say, well, we checked him out, and he's okay.
He just accidentally stuck him in his pants,
yeah.
And he says he stuck him in his pants on accident.
Yeah, and then some of them fell in his sock, and he didn't know they were there, and then when he found them, he just threw them in the trash, and he didn't want that stuff.
I tell you, and then we got Bush ordering FBI agents to shred prior knowledge documents from early 2001 and then threatening to arrest them if they speak out. So we've got them all doing it, don't we?
Yeah, but there will be some decent people within the CIA and the FBI. They're going to be rat-holing a lot of these documents, and eventually they'll come out. And so you can't destroy it all. But they're trying to.
Well, clearly, in a nutshell, do you agree that it's clear that the military-industrial complex carried out September 11th?
I don't have hard evidence, but everything points in that direction, and I hope that the hard evidence will eventually come out to prove them right or wrong or involved or not. But they certainly have taken advantage of the 911 to create Patriot 1 and soon Patriot 2 to take away our rights and create these concentration camps and all of that sort of thing. That's all a byproduct of the 911 attack.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
All right, folks, 33 minutes and 10 seconds past the hour. Halfway point of this global broadcast against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Before we go back to Robert Galen Ross, we're going to bring Paul Watson up and go to your calls almost directly here after we talk about some of the news we'll be discussing with Mr. Ross and Mr. Watson. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. Most of you know that. But a lot of you have not taken action. You've not ordered my videos or the other great videos I carry or the other wonderful books I carry. These are the best materials I've found out there, bar none. We're carrying more and more every month. We've got George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, one of the best, most succinct documented films I've seen, proving the globalists carried out 9/11. You want those answers, questions answered, this is the film. My film, frankly, I think is the most broad, spectrumed, at the same time focused film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And of course, part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. And this is an important subject, a central subject, because governments throughout history carry out terror attacks to scare their populations into submission. In my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, we spend about 5 minutes on Operation Northwoods out of the 2.5 hours, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks, to hijack jets and crash them, killing people, to bomb D.C., to kill Marines with U.S. Army troops dressed up like foreign enemies. And the government says that by having casualty lists, numbers of dead people, in U.S. newspapers, that this would cause a helpful wave of indignation. Now, that's just a few minutes of that 2.5-hour film to give you an idea of what's in it. Another 5 minutes of the film is FEMA in Kansas City teaching police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies that all Christians are terrorists, the founding fathers are bad, and are the enemies of the government and are terrorists. And then we have the training manuals where they say homeschoolers and Christians are, and the news articles about those documents. That's 5 minutes of the 2.5-hour film. I've got 10 films, all as powerful, whether it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the occult activities of world leaders. Finally, in the San Francisco Chronicle, in a 14-page article yesterday, get my videos. My 10 videos, you're authorized to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes, not for sale purposes. The other videos by Eric Hupschmidt and George Humphrey and Tex Mars, and we've got the Loss of Liberty video about that government terror attack on that ship to try to blame it on Egypt. You can't make copies of those because I can't authorize you to. The Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership video I've got is amazing. Innocents Betrayed, about 180 million people killed after having their guns taken. We got a bunch of different specials on books and videos, so when you call, you can ask about titles or specials. Be sure and do that and take advantage of some of the deals. The toll-free number to order, and operators are there 24 hours a day. But don't procrastinate. Call now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or 888-253-3139. And let's bring up Paul Watson, and then we'll bring up Robert Galen Ross, who will be with us for the rest of the broadcast, both of you. And then we're going to start. Then I'm going to go ahead and get some of these callers out of the way. Paul, are you there? Okay, good. Paul, tell folks briefly about PrisonPlanet.tv and then some of the news items you want to cover.
Well, we've just added today or last night a preview video for what other people can expect to see on PrisonPlanet.tv, which is a 30-minute segment out of George Humphrey's video 9/11, The Great Illusion. We give people a sample of the now dozens of videos, both documentaries and your TV reports that we now have available for everybody on offer.
Well, there's a dozen documentaries and over a dozen of my weekly TV reports now, and both our books for download, and audio reports and the best audio interviews, and all of it in there for 15 cents a day.
That's right. Special reports as well from writers. Obviously, every audio interview from the Alex Jones Show. So, you know, for $5.95 a month, which is what, you know, people spend more on cigarettes, then it's certainly good value for money.
Well, people spend more a day on coffee than they will in a week of listening.
Well, yeah, people don't realize that. People who say that they're struggling to afford things, you know, that's understandable, but you can make small sacrifices and still, you know, be able to support us and enjoy all this new content that we're going to be offering.
And it's real simple, folks. We are victims of our own success. The New York Post wrote up how they went to my website and watched Road to Tyranny for free a few months ago. Well, we can't do that anymore because I can't pay $4,000 or $5,000 a month so millions of people can come watch it. We still offer a lot of stuff for free, and then that basically then burns up any profit we make on PrisonPlanet.tv, but that doesn't matter. The goal is to reach people, so you're helping us reach other folks, and you're getting privileged, exclusive access to all of it. I mean, Paul Watson's book is 300-plus pages, incredibly well done, $19.95 if you buy it from us. My book's $12. They're both on the website. You can print them off. You can print copies off and give them to people. You know, whatever. Just PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up via credit card or PayPal. I recommend you get a yearly membership, folks, because you save a lot of money if you do that. But there are the monthly memberships. And now, what is PrisonPlanet.tv 3 months old now, Paul?
About that, yeah. Just coming up to 3 months now.
So a dozen documentaries plus dozens of my TV reports, weekly reports. Some weeks two reports, most weeks one report. Two books, hundreds of audio interviews. I mean, come on, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, what's some of the news you want to go over? I'm sure you want to talk about some of these fake beheadings, because now this Marine got released and then later said it was a hoax, now says it wasn't a hoax, but we've got the government caught staging this in the past. I know you've got a bunch of news. What are some of the issues you want to cover, and then we'll go to some calls?
Well, I mean, shouldn't we be talking about the fact that John Kerry has more wrinkles now than he did 3 months ago? I mean, that's a hot topic that all the neocons are discussing. But, I mean, apart from that, obviously we posted this new video of this bombing in Fallujah, which it dovetails to the things we posted in the past about the liberation of Iraq, so we need to talk about that.
And perhaps we should talk about the junior high mentality situation where, they hug each other on the campaign trail. Ha, ha, ha. No. We should be talking about how Kerry's running mate, the Bilderberg Group, 2 weeks ago, it was in the New York Times a month after we reported it, saying they chose him, and I didn't see it, but I've gotten a bunch of confirmation on it, that Kerry last week on Larry King Live said, I got a call from this group in Italy when he was speaking saying you need to pick him.
Yeah, and obviously the spy agency that they've called for, which was in Newsweek, you know, to double the CIA, which is also what the 9/11 Commission are calling for. And, you know, the fact that Kerry voted for the war, he was in fact on a big lobbying group a couple of years ago which called for the invasion of Iraq, just as the Project for a New American Century group did. But, you know, nobody's talking about that. Everybody's talking about whether he's injected Botox into his face. So
or, look, he's on. He's out windsurfing. He's on vacation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like when Bush falls off a bike. I mean, that's top news for 3 days. So it's just about getting past that Hollywood-style, you know, news reporting and getting down to the real issues.
Hey, we've got Robert Galen Ross on. We're about to go back to him. But just a few of the bullet points he was saying. I mean, clearly, if someone wants proof of 9/11 that the government did it, to have George Bush say, my bosses did it, here's how we did it, that's never going to happen. But if you got Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry it out, you've got public officials being warned not to fly the night before, you've got the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, you've got the FBI ordering FBI agents to back off Al-Qaeda, you've got U.S. troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, you've got the CIA founding Al-Qaeda. I mean, there are hundreds of those smoking guns. What are some of the other smoking guns? NORAD, standing down?
Well, yeah, the lead hijacker is being funded by the Pakistan spy chief who's meeting by the officials who would later investigate 9/11. And maybe not, you know, Bush's reaction, which is what certainly Michael Moore's film focuses on. Because, you know, as you said, he's not going to come out and say, I was ordered to not have a reaction, because that's probably what he would have done anyway, because he's not aware of the wider agenda. So, I mean, the smoking guns above that are what we need to get out to people.
Well, it's simple. There isn't a law enforcement agency, a judge, a jury, that would not convict someone of, in a, you know, single murder with this much evidence. This is the equivalent of finding the body in the trunk and the person has blood splattered all over them and witnesses saw the man dragging the woman down the path. You know, okay, well, is Mr. Killer going to tell us how he severed her head? No, he's never going to do that. But can we convict him? Did he clearly do it? Did he have the motive? Did he take out an insurance policy on her? You know, do we have... Yes, clearly they did it, folks. Robert Galen Ross, any comments to that?
Yeah, Kerry was talking about Edwards' resume, and one of the statements he made was, well, he attended this event, he attended this conference in Italy. He didn't say he attended the Bilderberg conference in Italy, but he was bragging about him attending a conference in Italy, and the informed know exactly what he's talking about.
Well, a month after American Free Press broke it here on this broadcast, even before it was in print, Jim Tucker, fresh back from Italy, said that John Edwards was there. We got photos of it. Paul, you need to post those photos, by the way. And so we got photos of it. And we said, that's going to be the VP. And everybody else said, no, it's Dick Gephardt. You know, the New York Post says so. And then suddenly, the New York Times 2 weeks ago comes out, and then again last week, two reports, and said, yes, he impressed the Bilderberg Group, this global government group, and they said, we want him, and that's why, and they called Kerry on the phone to tell him. And now now he's on Larry King Live, and I wish somebody would give me a tape of that. I did get a bunch of calls and emails about it. Robert, did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Let me ask you a question, then we'll go to calls. Why do you think they're coming out now with 14-page articles about Bohemian Grove, with two articles about the Bilderberg Group, admitting the CFR basically runs things? Half the experts on TV are now CFR under their names. The other half are CFR. They just don't tell you. I'm serious, folks. I mean, literally, 9 out of 10 are CFR. I mean, why are they bringing our ruling elite out in the open now?
I think they're trying to prepare us for what's going to be coming next year. If they say, well, it's inevitable, all this is going to happen, and so when it really does happen, you say, oh, well, here it is.
What do you think of the call, and this is to both of you, to suspend the election? They're really out promoting that and selling that right now.
Well, that's just an indication that they're trying to scare the public. Says, well, we may have to postpone the election because there may be a terrorist attack. Well, they may create one just to prove that.
Paul?
Well, I mean, as I said, in my view, it's about creating the pretext that voting is a privilege afforded to people by government. I don't think they'll go ahead and launch an attack on the day of the election because it's too obvious now, but they'll certainly ramp it up to a red alert situation where people are all, you know, wary about it, and it will be a martial law drill.
All of this drilling is like Jim Jones with the Kool-Aid for the real day when they give the order. Okay, I appreciate the callers holding. Who's up first here? Andre in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Andre. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jones?
Good.
Good. I just got a few thoughts about this election baloney. You notice that George Bush hasn't come out and said, well, we're going to have elections no matter what. And that if he does it like that, he'll probably get more people to vote for him. And if they nothing happens, you know what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah. Look, his commission that he appointed came out and called for preparing to do this.
Right.
And the question is, if both candidates are controlled, Skull and Bones, you know, Bohemian Grove / Bilderberg Group people, CFR folks, they're all in these organizations, why then have discussions of this? And Paul's right. It's about training us to accept the unthinkable. We've never suspended an election, but now it may be needed.
Right. Have you ever read the Halliburton Agenda by Dan Brioti?
No, I haven't.
It's a pretty good book. It tells all about Halliburton and stuff like that. I just got a question for Mr. Watson, if I can.
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I saw one of a film put out by BBC on the Bilderberger meetings. They had it a while back on the Trio Channel.
That wasn't the BBC. That was Channel 4 World of Wonder.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded like him. I didn't know if that was him or not, but if it was...
Well, I'm in that film, sir, so...
Right, I've seen it. I have a lot of respect for you and what you're doing.
Well, I wasn't bragging ham in that film. I'm just letting you know that I know who was in the film. Paul,
right.
You weren't in that film, were you?
No, that was the film, one of the films that woke me up to the New World Order when I was just getting into the whole thing back in, it was screened in 2001 in Britain.
All right, well, I'll let you go now, but in case you ever come up to Wisconsin, we certainly welcome you here.
Well, thank
Take
you,
care.
Andre. Thank
right.
you. Let's talk to Daryl in Ohio. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hello,
Daniel.
Alex.
Yes.
I've been on your show before, and I'm 10 years old. And my brother, he's 17 years old. He's always clowning around. He's going to turn 18 this year, and he doesn't believe they're going to pull the draft out. What can I do to make him believe that if he doesn't start handling his business, he could be in the Army?
Well, Daniel, it's great to have you on board the broadcast. How are you listening to us?
On the radio.
What, a local AM station?
Yes.
What city are you in?
Youngstown.
Well, that's a great affiliate. We've got several great affiliates up in Ohio. I want to thank them. Look, I mean, we've posted the bills. One of them is S-89, the Universal Service Act. And major senators and congressmen have called for it, and they've set up the draft boards again. Paul Watson, Robert Galen Ross, any comments?
Yeah, well, we've now got a search engine on prisonplanet.com. So if you just go to that and type in draft, you know, military draft, then all the articles and the bills will pop up. So, I mean, that's an immediate resource which you can use now.
Yeah, we had a search engine, but it wasn't very good. We've got a really nice one now.
I'm really proud of this young man being concerned about his brother. That's unusual for a person of that age to express the things the way he is. He's a very mature young man. But you have to try to get your brother to do everything he can to stay out of the draft. That they eventually may have it, but you certainly don't want to see him do that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, stay there, young man. We'll be right back to your call when we get back, talk some more, then get to Sherry and Charles and Randy and others. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to Daniel in Youngstown, Ohio. We've got a lot of affiliates. You know, in the past, years ago, I would ask each person where they were calling from and then their affiliate, whether it was AM, FM, shortwave internet. I quit doing that. We ought to start doing that again. It's just interesting to hear how folks are listening. But WASN 1500 doesn't just cover Youngstown. It covers several other huge cities there in Ohio. And we just got another affiliate in Ohio last week. We're getting a lot of new stations around the country. And that is really, really exciting. And thank you to every single station manager and to all the sponsors, because all we're doing is telling the truth, folks. And we're reaching out and trying to save this country. I mean, look, I may have been a kook 3 years ago to say they were going to be putting chips in government officials, but now the Mexican government's doing it. I mean, it's time to get past the denial. This stuff is really happening. Daniel in Ohio, it's good to have you on board the broadcast. And how did you learn about the show?
Well, my mom, she put you on the air, and she put you on the air, and I was listening to her, and I was listening to you. So then I just started learning information, me and my family. But my brother knows this information, but it's like he's hard-headed, and he doesn't want to listen.
And so he just denies that there is a plan to reinstate the draft.
Yes, he does. It's like you can tell him that there's going to be a draft next year. He'll just say, yeah, whatever. And it's like he's going to be 18 next year, and they can just put him in the Army. I might not never see him again.
May not be a draft if we're able to stop it. I mean, there's already giant petitions in Congress to stop it, but the bills are introduced, and, you know, your brother's not the only one denying this. But it's good to have you on board, and please spread the word about the show and take care, my friend.
I will.
God bless you. That is very, very exciting, and we have so many young people listening to the broadcast, and I just thank God for the opportunity. We're about to go to Sherry in Kansas, but Robert Galen Ross, Paul Watson, any comments?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm very proud of that young man for his love for his brother and trying to keep him safe. And I hope that doesn't turn out to be a negative thing for him.
Well, I mean, look, people are good at denying the facts because they don't want to face up to it until it's too late. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi.
Hello.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I live out here in Kansas with my husband. We listen to your show daily. We got a subscription to your website and everything. My husband called the airline that had that pod on the bottom of the airplane that they say crashed into the World Trade Center. And he wanted to, they gave him the runaround, and he finally caught. To talk to someone that wanted to put him off, but they want to say that, it's national security.
Yeah, well, that's actually been in the news. United in America had declared national security concerning all their aircraft, people not seeing windows, people seeing pods, the video of that. Paul Watson, any comments?
Well, yeah, we also had the audio a few months ago of, I think it was an NBC reporter, talking to Albert Tiori, who was the chief of the New York Fire Department, who said that he thought there were bombs on board both planes. Because, I mean, from studying the video of Flight 11, it's obvious that fires some kind of projectile into the building, which it then enters the building through. It creates the hole in which it goes through. And obviously the analysis of the thing on the underside of Flight 175 shows the same thing. It shows a missile hitting the building in the moments before the plane impacts.
Well, I just wish more people would call the congressman and push him and call the airlines. And Alex, did you get that email I sent you about Japan is already putting the microchip in children over there? And
well, yeah,
that was
actually in the Associated Press. First it was the ID cards, now in the children, yes. Thanks for the call. Third hour coming up.